Several public servants in Juneau who were fired as part of President Trump's federal staffing purge have been reinstated. That's because federal judges in two separate cases last week ruled the mass layoffs unlawful. Juneau federal workers fired from agencies including the National Park Service, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and Forest Service have been reinstated this week. But not all are going back to the office yet. NPR reports that roughly 24,000 people will be reinstated nationwide. Gregory Larson, a biologist in Juneau who studies marine mammals, was fired from Glacier Bay National Park on Valentine's Day. Yesterday, around 5 p.m., he got a call from his supervisor saying that he's been reinstated with back pay. This morning, he got another call inviting him to return to the office.
They are removing the termination notice from my record and treating the time since then as administrative leave.
But he says the reinstatement was done over the phone and he has nothing in writing from the agency yet.
From my perspective, it is, it's disconcerting not to have a paper trail because I've already been victimized by people skirting the laws.
He'll return to work tomorrow. The staffing cuts targeted employees who are within the 1 or 2 year probationary periods at their agencies. Their termination letters said that they were being let go due to their performance, but many had positive reviews, and the firings came from the U.S. Office of Personnel Management, not their supervisors. Aaron Lambert, a fisheries management specialist who was fired from NOAA last month, received a letter via email on Monday saying he's been temporarily reinstated with back pay, but is on administrative leave until further notice.
You know, I feel good that it's a step in the right direction and everything, but I have no idea what to expect at this point.
The Trump administration has appealed the court decisions that ordered the reinstatements. If higher courts overturn the rulings, Lambert and Larson could be terminated again.
So I guess we're just kind of in limbo at the moment.
Federal agencies have not released a tally of the workers who were fired over the last couple of months, nor did they report how many regional workers have been reinstated. In Juneau, I'm Alex Solomon.